13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.
Hey, it's Dan here, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people. This week you can hear my chat with the brilliant Marshall Brain from How Stuff Works. He's very smart, which you'd hope. His name is Brain, and he was answering our listener Ben's question about how batteries work.
Hey, Ben, and the starting point would be that you're taking a chemical reaction and you're using it to create electricity. So you want that in a package that you can carry around with you. And usually that involves some kind of liquid or paste or something. So the package is just keeping it all together. One way to understand the simplicity of a battery is to think about the common science experiment where you make a battery out of a lemon or a potato or something like that. And with those simple batteries, you're taking a piece of zinc, usually, and a piece of copper, and you poke them into the lemon, and you can power, you know, a small digital clock or an LED or something with just that much electricity. So it's super simple in that case, and then we can go on from there.
So, well, you speak about a chemical reaction, Marshall. What is that reaction? What's happening in a battery to generate the electricity?
So in this simple lemon battery or potato battery, you have the zinc, and it is using the potato. We would say the potato is providing an electrolyte and some acid. So the zinc in that acid is giving up some electrons, and those electrons are going to form the electricity, and they're going through the LED or whatever it's powering, and it comes back to the copper, and the copper is using those electrons to turn hydrogen from the acid, hydrogen ions from the acid, into hydrogen gas. So you might, you know, if you make a potato battery, you might notice some little bubbles coming out next to the copper, which is usually a, at least in the United States, it's a penny, you know, is where you get your copper from. So the penny will have little bubbles next to it. That's the hydrogen gas being formed by the electrons that are flowing through that little circuit.
Let's go bigger. Cars have batteries.
Yeah.
Is it a similar thing? Is there a liquid in them? How are they working?
So there's normal cars, like a gasoline-powered car that we've been used to for 100 years. Those have what's called a lead-acid battery in them. And in a lead-acid battery, you're taking lead and an acid and more lead, really. And one side is lead oxide, and it too will give up electrons and then flow over to the lead side of the battery. And the cool thing about a lead acid battery is it's rechargeable. So if you put electricity back in it, it'll absolutely reverse that chemical reaction and put everything back the way it was. In a lemon or potato battery, there's no way in that chemical reaction to undo it. The nice thing about the lead acid battery is that you can undo it and put everything back for about 4 years. And then the battery has gotten deformed internally to the point where you can't put things back anymore. And you have to buy a new one.
With new cars, so with e-vehicles, Teslas, that kind of thing, how different are the batteries in there?
Right. So inside most electric cars, like a Tesla, that's a lithium ion battery. And so that same idea, just a different chemistry. So now we're on our third, you know, chemical reaction. And in that case, you're taking lithium and an electrolyte or a liquid and some graphite, and you're moving lithium atoms or ions through the electrolyte into the graphite to store it. That will get you charged up, and then you move the lithium ions back to make the electricity flow. And the advantage of those is they're really lightweight compared to a lead acid battery, because lead's really heavy, and they can store a lot more power for their size. So it's a more, you know, it's more electricity in a smaller tube in that case.
Well, there you go, Ben. That is how batteries work. Marshall Brain, that's why Brain is in his name. Brilliant explanation. Thank you so much for joining us, Marshall.
Well, this has been fun.
That was the brilliant Marshall Brain from How Stuff Works. Remember, you can hear more amazing interviews like that on the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. It comes out every Saturday on the free Fun Kids app. Take a listen and I'll see you there. You've been listening to Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet amazing people.
13-year-old Adam has made a lot of mistakes in his life, but this has to be the biggest. Thanks to a massive fight with his little brother Callum, the mysterious and magical computer algorithm Popularis Incrementum has exploded and accidentally transported them to a completely different dimension. One where they were never born and the internet doesn't exist, and neither does any of the technology they know and love. Will the brothers survive in this strange alterverse where everything is the same but different? Can they stop an evil villain from sabotaging their dad's world-changing technology when in this universe, their dad doesn't even know who they are? And most importantly of all, will they ever find a way back home? Adam Destroys the Internet is out now in paperback, available from your local Waterstones or online at Waterstones.